Hello and welcome to the Go Tell That Story podcast, where we turn business owners just like you into unstoppable strategic storytellers. Now, what does that mean? It means telling stories that demonstrate your business impact so you can generate dream inbound leads that can't wait to work with you. Stories with insight so you can position yourself as an expert and raise your profile. And stories of inspiration so you can make an emotional connection with your audience so strong they'll happily pay a premium when the time comes to buy. Let's get started. I'm your host, Nico Ceballos-Jones. I'm so glad you're here. So without further ado, let's go tell that story. Today, we'll be hearing some stories from Roz Jones. Roz is a business coach and the founder of the Business Wellbeing Club, a supportive online community for business owners and leaders from across the country. She's also a published author. Her first novel, When I Was a Girl, was published by Fisher King Publishing in March 2022. Roz, welcome to Go Tell That Story. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you, Nico. Thank you for inviting me. It's good to be here.
Hey, no worries. It's my pleasure. So we'd like to start with a quick intro from the business owners that just gives us a snapshot of what their business does right now. The elevator pitch, if you will. So Roz, tell us all about what's happening.
Thank you, Nico. So my business coaching is about helping business owners achieve their dreams and goals in a nutshell and overcoming whatever barriers are in the way of that. And the Business Wellbeing Club that I founded is an online supportive community where the members work together, collaborate, support each other, have abundant mindsets, know that to grow their business they need to grow themselves, and the easiest way to do that is to learn new stuff and implement it and have fun.
Awesome. How interesting. Now we're going to delve a bit further into that through the medium of stories in a kind of nuanced roundabout way. So are you ready to tell some stories, Roz?
I love stories.
Of course you do. You're a published author, which is more than I ever was during my failed novelist years. But that's by the by. It's not what this podcast is about. So look, let's tell some stories. Now then, as regular listeners and viewers know, this podcast is brought to you by Story Captain. And we've got a massive collection of what we call strategic story cards. Each one will help you tell a different story about your audience, yourself, your business, or your industry. Now, I've sent some of these story cards to Roz in advance. She's chosen the one she's going to tell today. But when Roz tells a story, I'm going to give you listeners that unique story code, which you can then enter into the free Story Captain app, unlocking that story card. That gets you thought-provoking questions and prompts that you can use to tell your own stories that can drive the success of your business. So Roz, tell us, what is the first story card you've chosen?
I chose the Genesis Spark, Nico, and I love the story cards, by the way.
Oh, cool. Nice one. That's nice of you to say. We like to hear that. Good stuff. All right, then. And Genesis Spark is a real good one. It's from the connection makers category, usually quite personal, really good for inspiring that emotional connection with your audience. The Genesis Spark question is simply this. Can you remember the exact circumstances in which you had the idea for your business? Was it a bolt from the blue or a gradual reveal or something in between? Now, listeners, if you want to tell your own version of this story for your business, the code to enter into your Story Captain app is Genesis4092. That is Genesis4092. So Roz, tell us about your Genesis Spark.
Thank you, Nico. So the Genesis Spark was a gradual reveal, really. It came to me over time. When I set up my business, I had walked away from a very well-paid salary, and I decided that I had lots of naysayers, so I decided that I was going to match and exceed that salary as quickly as possible. So I focused solely on sales for probably, I told you it's a gradual reveal, probably the first 2 years. Right, and I got to say, I won lots of sales, but I lost them. And it became a roller coaster. And because that's all I was focusing on, to the detriment of everything else in my life, I became frustrated, angry, and burnt out. And then I realized what I was doing. You know, I was basically just completely neglecting everything else. And my friends, my family, drinking too much coffee, not sleeping enough, quit exercise, all the good things I had been doing. I didn't read for pleasure for years, just read personal development books. And then I realized I was reading The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People again. And in there, Stephen Covey talks about how you have to look after your production capability. He tells the story of the goose with the golden egg. And I realized I was killing off my goose by not looking after myself. And so, and the people I was working with were doing the same. So I realized actually everything had to change. So I started reintroducing the good things. And over time, well, I introduced the five principles of business well-being, that if you do these every day, the sales just come. And that, so it was a gradual reveal, and I developed my whole approach to business growth through my own experience, if you like. So, yeah.
Amazing. Yeah, it's a really interesting, wasn't it? Because with this an overload of information and kind of gurus all with their own system of how to do things, you know, hustle culture is a big one, right? This idea that, like, look, you've got an idea, you want to make success of it, you've got to be relentless. But not only is, and it's almost an accepted fact of that basically your family's just there to support you. And things are going to, you're basically like eating shit for a while to get this a massive payoff. So it's almost accepted that your family and personal life will suffer. In fact, it's almost like it's a requirement of entry, right?
Yeah.
So there's that element of it, which isn't great if you love your family. But it's also like a self-defeating element of it. I think particularly for, and I class myself in this, like the older, or you know, the less spring chicken thing, which is if I go hard on a day, on a Monday, then I'm useless for all of Tuesday.
Yeah.
They're not just energy-wise, but the brain, exactly what you said, the golden goose. So it's self-defeating. So you're kind of sticking, you're saying begin with the strong foundations and then everything, the other things will follow, right?
Yeah, so it's about getting into more useful habits. So it can be so easy just to do what I did and focus on the end goal. But what we don't realise, there's a law of precession. The law of precession says that everything happens at right angles, and it's what you do at the right angle that actually makes a difference. So if you just go straight for the goal, you might get there, but it will not be a very happy experience unless you're extremely lucky, and you'll end up getting burnt out. So if you think about it as a triangle, as a right angle triangle, rather than getting from point A to C, you have to do all the work at B. And the stuff at B is actually really good stuff. It's not, so it doesn't have to be stressful and hard stuff. It's like building relationships, looking after your personal health and well-being, having fun, learning, having an abundant mindset, all those things. And it's about doing them every day. All the good stuff every day, so you have fun at the same time, and the sales will follow.
Nice, because that's my disposition personally is to not do sales. Like, it's just not my personality type, right? I love being in that. I'll lay lovely foundations. I'll prepare really nicely. But I remember something you said to me once was at some point you've got to stop learning and start earning. So I reckon the real value of the Business Wellbeing Club is, yes, there's a big focus to that, but having that element of structure means that there is a point at which, you know, and you know where that is to actually, like I said, stop learning, start earning. So really interesting. Should we dig further in with another story? Okay, Roz, tell me what the next story card is you chose.
So the next one I chose was the Honesty Bomb.
Honesty Bomb. It's a crowd pleaser. They can be tricky for people to do for their own business because it sometimes gets you out of your comfort zone, which is the entire point of them. Right then, so it's a crowd pleaser. It's from our jump starter category, which is all about your audience's point of view. Great for demonstrating you understand what they are going through and what they're thinking. Now, the jump starters are evergreen, which means you can tell these stories over and over again with different topics. The honesty bomb question is simply this: what is something your target market or your audience really, really needs to understand, even though they may not be ready to hear it? If it's something your competitors might be afraid to say, you are on the right track. Listeners, if you want to tell your own version of this story for your business, the code to enter into the Story Captain app, is Honesty1233. That is Honesty1233. So Roz, please unleash your honesty bomb.
Thank you, Nikkei. So the honesty bomb is absolutely being honest with yourself, because human beings, we lie to ourselves. We make up reasons for things. We justify things. And that's the thing that we find difficult to admit to ourselves. So we'll say, I'm too busy. That's the most common one I hear. We're too busy to do something else, or we've got to look after the kids, those kind of things that we use to justify why we are not taking the time to get out of our comfort zone, because nobody likes change. But the thing is, if you want different results, you've got to change what you're doing, otherwise you'll just keep getting the same thing. And to change what you're doing, you've got to get out of your comfort zone and do something that you haven't admitted that you're afraid of doing. And we don't like to admit that we're afraid of doing something, because, you know, that means we're afraid and we don't want to say that. So basically, We are sleepwalking through our lives. 60% of what we do on a daily basis is on autopilot. But we have to be more conscious and actually realize what we are doing. Catch ourselves being in denial. Catch ourselves justify why we can't get out of our comfort zone. And that, I think, is the thing that people, if they understand that and are ready to dig into it and admit it and accept it, that's where the change can happen.
Interesting. I think... obviously, everyone's different, but I think a lot of people, they kind of know what they have to do. But again, I remember something else that you showed me a while back, was this idea of, you know, marking stuff in your brain as, you know, important and urgent and important but non-urgent. And a lot of these things that I think people know they have to do, and I'm the same, like, you know, the big picture stuff, the stuff that you know that if you pull it off will make a massive impact on your life, is never the actual urgent stuff. There's no immediate negative consequence to not doing it that day. Whereas the bitty stuff that can appear overwhelming... I haven't cracked this, you know, I still fall foul of this all the time. The bitty stuff that appears overwhelming is the stuff that really does have to be done, and it can appear urgent. So I think, well, that's the stuff that's like, I've got too much to do, therefore I can never get to that big goal. It's partially true, which makes it all the more dangerous, I guess. And it's somehow carving out time, isn't it, to address the fear associated with those bigger goals,
yeah,
rather than making excuses why you can't go for them. But that's where the good stuff is, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is that we can spend all of our days just reacting to stuff, which fills up our time. So we can get to the end of the week and think, oh, I've done all that stuff. But actually, we haven't moved our business forward because we haven't made the time to do the proactive stuff, the stuff that actually is, as you say, going to make all the difference. But it requires us to get out of our comfort zone, to stretch ourselves and overcome that fear. Yeah, completely.
Yeah, and it's kind of like making the most of your genius mode, isn't it? Because your genius mode is not required to do these bitty, silly things.
No.
You have to recognise them as such and just like, what can only you do that will move the needle?
Yeah.
And like just engineer time so you spend like as much of it as possible doing that, right?
Yeah.
Precisely. It's so easy to say.
Absolutely. So I'm preaching this right here, but I have been guilty as well, and I still am, you know. But it's very easy to get into the denial mode. We all do it. We're human beings. We lie to ourselves. To be blunt, we lie to ourselves. And it's very easy to fall into that. And it's quite difficult to catch yourself in that place.
Yeah, absolutely.
But when you catch yourself saying but a lot, that's when you know you're there.
yeah. But. Can't.
Yeah.
I hear you. Lovely stuff. All right, then. Shall we dig in even further?
Let's go for it.
Okay, Roz, what is the next story card you've chosen?
The next story card is marked for disruption.
Awesome. This is almost the kind of honesty bomb level thing, but aimed at a bigger picture, like the industry itself, right? So marked for disruption. It's a popular one, this actually. It's from a credibility booster category. These stories dig deeper. It's when your audience craves more information and they're ready for kind of industry level thought leadership. So the marked for disruption question is, what's a part of your industry that you think deserves to be disrupted? Perhaps something you think more suppliers should do differently, or a new way of thinking that would get better results for your audience. So listeners, if you want to take a crack at this one and tell the version of this story for your business, the code to enter into the Story Captain app is Disruption 8503. That is Disruption 8503. So Roz, what have you taken aim at and marked for disruption?
So again, this is from my own experience and that of my clients who I've worked with. And it is all about the idea that we have to compete with other people and it's profit at all cost. That's what I want to disrupt. And it's, you know, we've been told that the purpose of a business is to build profit. And obviously a business needs to make a profit, otherwise it won't exist. But it's the way we go about doing it that I think needs to be disrupted. And I think the last few years have really highlighted this fact. You know, it's like, the lockdowns through the pandemic, for example, nobody was prepared for that. Nobody planned or could prepare for it in a positive way. So we all did knee-jerk reactions like sending our staff furloughed and making people redundant and all that kind of stuff, cutting our expenses. As a result of that, our suppliers died, you know, so many businesses just disappeared. And I think it's about thinking more consciously about our impact on other businesses and how we can help more rather than compete. And I think the whole idea of competition, you know, we want to be different, and we need to be different to attract other people. But the whole idea of competing suggests that there's not enough for everybody, and it keeps us with a scarcity mindset that keeps us small and clutching and grasping. And instead, I feel that if we collaborate more, if we are kinder to everybody, then I think that is an expansive. The whole idea is of expanding. There is plenty for everybody. There is enough to go around, but it's much kinder if we work together on this. That's my thinking.
That's, yeah, interesting. It's right up my alley, that way of thinking, because I'm really prey to thoughts about competition. I think part of the reason for that is you hear about it a lot, you know, via osmosis. I think it's mainly from talk of like big tech, where it's like it's about grabbing market share and speed to market and all this stuff. And we kind of got infected by that a little bit when Story Captain a few versions back was just an app. It was going to be a tech service, which we weren't ever very comfortable with. But yeah, it encourages this, almost you're thinking about it as a zero-sum game, where in order for you to win as a business, someone has to lose. Or if you're not doing well, then someone else has won, and it means you've lost. And also, it's the apprentice style thing as well. It's the Donald Trump way of doing business, where like in order to win, you have to crush someone. And it's almost like you have to crush people to win. It's not like a byproduct of winning. It's the steps that get you to winning. It's unpleasant. So this idea of, especially with business in the modern world, if you've got like a global audience especially, but even if you haven't, this idea of there being enough to go around. And I think part of it is almost like not necessarily niching super, super hard, but like do what you do in a way that no one else can.
Yeah.
Just enough. And they do what they do in a way that no one else can, to the point where the audience that would be brilliant client for you just wouldn't work as well with anyone else.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of both kinds out there. Is that along the lines, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely right. And I love what you say about the win-lose, because that is how business has historically been run. And I think it's more about thinking, how can everybody win here?
Yeah. Why not? Why can't everyone win?
Exactly.
If that means I don't, or we don't, like, what's the point in winning and crushing someone and getting that massive reward if you've crushed someone? Like, why, how can that be an objective? You know, why? I'm happy to win a little less, but like you say, more people be in business, you know.
Yeah.
Why the heck not? So that's kind of what the Wellbeing Club is aiming at, that way of thinking, right?
Yeah, definitely. And it's about building your business in a balanced way, as I mentioned earlier. So those five principles I mentioned, just
go on then, run us through these five principles.
Yeah, the five principles. So I have this little card, actually. I don't know whether you can see it.
Ta-da. Yeah, yeah, nice.
I like them. But they are, so building relationships, building and nurturing relationships, that's critical in life and business, isn't it? And so, you know, remembering your customers, keeping in touch with your customers, your suppliers, your friends, your family, your business contacts, all of those things. Number two is about taking personal responsibility for your health and well-being in all areas, your physical, emotional, mental, taking responsibility for that. Number three is about learn and grow. So we need to learn new stuff and implement it. Number four is this thing about having the abundant mindset. So knowing there's enough for everybody, just knowing, trusting there's enough for everybody, being grateful, wanting to give as well as to receive, just having an expansive mind. And then number four is having fun, because what's fun gets done. The power of fun every day. So those, if you do that and you build your business in a balanced way, thinking about others as well as yourself, that's when it all just flows.
I love it. So now, as we sort of said before, you know, it sounds great, but the benefit of your business coach background is the systems and processes to back it up, which leads us nicely into an interlude, a little break from the stories, in which we're going to do a little spotlight on something that's happening in your business right now that you want to draw attention to. So Roz, what is happening right now that you'd like to throw a quick spotlight on?
Yeah, so thank you. So I developed the 180 program, 6-week challenge. And how I came about that actually was because I'd always wanted to be a writer. And as you know, Nico, you said, I finally had my first novel published this year. You know, I'm in my midlife now, and so it's taken me a long time. And when I thought about that, I realized that the thing that had held me back was fear. That's the thing that holds us all back. As I said before, we won't admit it, but we come up with reasons and whatever. So the 180 program is a 6-week challenge, and it's to help people who've got a goal or a dream that they've always put off doing. In the 180 Programme 6-Week Challenge, we learn the habits and disciplines that we need to do in order to achieve that goal and dream. So you might not achieve, if you've got a big, hairy, audacious goal, you might not get that finished in the 6 weeks, but you'll have adopted the habits and disciplines that are necessary for you to achieve that. So that's what I wanted to highlight in this spotlight.
Fantastic. And where can people find out more about that?
They can find out more on the website businesswellbeing.club, or they can just get in touch with me at rosjones@businesswellbeing.club.
Okay, Ros, are you ready to tell another story?
I am.
Super. Tell us the name of the next story card you've chosen.
The next story card is Name Your Enemy.
Name Your Enemy. I think this might be... No, this is the second time we've had this one. I love this one so much. It's from the brand builder category. Now, these stories really dig under the skin of what a business is all about. But, and it's a big but, you need real clarity of thought to pull them off. They make you think. They really do. So name your enemy. The question is this. Can you take all of the problems your business solves and distill them right down into a singular word or phrase? What is the purest form of the enemy that you help your clients overcome? Let's dig in and see how you've set up your business to defeat that particular villain. Now, listeners, if you want to tell your own version of this story for your business, code to enter into the Story Captain app is enemy2627. That is enemy2627. So, Ros, please name your enemy.
The enemy is the regret of unfulfilled dreams, Nico.
Oh, I love it. I love it because it's grand and it sounds scary and horrendous. So go on then. What does that mean? How do we defeat it?
So... I'll just explain a bit more about it. So yeah. The regret of unfulfilled dreams is where we are lying on our deathbed, or we are in a hospice somewhere, and we're thinking of all the things that we celebrate in our life, but the things we regret. And the things that people don't regret, we never regret working too, or we do regret working too hard, but we also regret the times we didn't, the things we wanted to do but never did. And the thing is, we are, as human beings, we are capable of so much. But as I said earlier, we get into this little comfort zone and we put off doing things because at the time it feels like we're immortal. We never think, you know, nobody talks about death. Well, very rarely do we talk about death, but we do have a limited time. But we keep putting things off, and it's so easy to do that. When I achieve this goal, then I will do something else. When I'm happy, I'll do this. We always put things off till a certain time comes. That time will never come. So we need to just crack on. The way I smash the enemy is through my business coaching and the Business Wellbeing Club, through goal achievement. So my business is all about helping people achieve their goals. So to help them get rid of the regret of unfulfilled dreams.
Yeah, so absolutely, that's the way, isn't it? But as we sort of said before, when a goal is so big, and it's the kind of the deathbed goal where it's like, oh man, I got to achieve that goal. Those are big ones. So it's not just a case of being like, hey, all right, go and do your goal. So walk us through how you kind of, the process is, because again, this is the benefit of your business coaching background. It's not just kind of, embrace your goals. What are the kind of the steps to actually move the needle on those goals?
Yeah. So I help people get real clarity on what it is they actually want in their business, and I see the business as the vehicle for what you want to achieve in your personal life. So we get real clarity on those long-term dreams and visions and goals, if you like. But as you said, Nico, they seem too far away. They're huge. That's too scary. How do I actually do anything about it? So what we do is we break it into chunks. We bring it back. So if that goal, you think you want to achieve that in 10 years or 5 years, or you don't even know when that's going to happen, we bring it back to a year. This time next year, where do I need to be? What do I need to have achieved if I'm going to be on track for the long term? And then the fantastic thing is we break it down even smaller into just 3 months, quarterly chunks. So you can, what do I need to do in the next 3 months that's going to be on me, let me be on track for the year goal. And then we draw up a plan. All the things I need to do in the next 3 months that are going to help me progress. And that's how it happens, the magic of it.
Yeah. And I think also a big part of that is actually celebrating those tiny bits.
Yeah.
That don't seem much on their own. But if you don't, then it's like, or it might be a bit of a drudge. It's like, I'm ticking off these tiny things, tra-la-la. Celebrating the big milestones. But I heard it put like, you know, just celebrate these, any incremental step.
Absolutely.
Just celebrate. Just allow yourself to celebrate, because it's not just some bitty task that's getting ticked off a to-do list. It's genuinely moving the needle to a larger goal. And as long as there's measurement forwards to it, then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Going in the right direction.
And the thing about celebrating as well is, you actually, by celebrating, you are rewarding your unconscious mind. It likes being celebrated, so it's going to go out and help you have more things to celebrate.
There you go. So the beauty of this is, it's a big, scary enemy, but there's nothing like clever or weird or like fantastical about how to defeat it. It's just some steps.
Yeah.
And celebrating. Good. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. All right then. Roz, are you ready to tell your final story?
Yes.
Then let's do it. Roz, what is the final story you've chosen?
I've chosen The Simplest Step.
Simplest Step. It's a really good one. It's from the calls to action category. It's possibly my favourite from the calls to action category, because it kind of just shifts your way about to think about asking for a sale. Because as the name suggests, these stories are about asking your audience to do something that should edge them closer to buying from you, or closer, you know, further along their buying journey. Now, it has to happen at some point, folks. Don't shy away from it, because it's business after all. So the question is this: what is the absolute easiest zero friction step, or as close to zero as possible, that someone can take if they want to go beyond just the top level stuff you're putting out online and actually start to get a real taste of what you can do for them? So listeners, if you want to tell your own version of this story for your business, the code to enter into the Story Captain app is simple5560. That is simple5560. So Roz, please, what is your simplest step?
The simplest step is really very simple, Nico. So all people have to do is have a chat with me. So just reach out and we'll have a conversation. And or just send me an email and we'll set up a conversation, either in person or online over Zoom. And we could just have a chat. Tell me about your business, what's holding you back maybe. I'll tell you whether, during our conversation, we'll work out whether we like each other, whether we want to work together, whether I can help you. And I'll tell you, frankly, whether I can or not. And then if I don't, then I'll at least have told you some wonderful golden nuggets that you can go away and implement into your business straight away. That's my simplest step.
And it is simple. You can't say simpler than that, right?
No.
It's basically have a chat. All right then. So where do people go to have a chat then? Give us that. Where can we find you one more time?
So they can email me, Roz Jones, Rosjones, at businesswellbeing.club. They can find me on LinkedIn, or they can... give me a call.
Fantastic. There we go, listeners. That's it. Thank you so much, Roz, for coming on the Go Tell Your Story podcast.
It's been an absolute pleasure, Nico. Thank you.
Hey, fantastic. How was your experience of using the story cards as this kind of method of talking about things?
Yeah, it was great. It was really, I think it was a really well thought out, inspirational process.
That's what we like to hear. All right then, nice one, Roz. I'll see you soon.
Yeah, bye for now.
Okay, that's all for today. But if you'd like to find out more about what our business does, head to storycaptain.co.uk, where you can take the Unstoppable Storyteller Quiz. Find out where your own storytelling strengths lie and what you need to do to start getting results. And don't forget the free app where you can start unlocking story cards right now. But that's not all. If you want to become truly unstoppable, there's a killer service where in one magic hour a month, we can interview you remotely and turn your stories into incredible, authentic content for you, all ready to rock on your social profiles. That's all strategically driven by our 5-step unstoppable method that removes the pain from the process, gets you all the rewards of story-driven content. We're talking dream inbound leads, elevated respect in your industry, and the freedom to charge more for what you do. That is storycaptain.co.uk. I will see you there. Until then, I've been Nico Ceballos-Jones, and it simply remains for me to say, go tell that story.